We are diverse, independent, and yours. CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia.
Cheese, please, yes. Cheese, please, you're so fine.
You want to listen all the time. Snarf, Dude, and Daffodil will spin their hits. It's all cheesy music. They love it to bits. Well, Snarf, Dude is the man in the band. Fine and cheesy music is his only plan. Daffodil is sugar, but she's also spice. She might be saucy, but she can be pretty nice. All the cheesy music they can scrounge. You'll hear the favorites in the Limburger Lounge. Playing all that is wacky, warped, and weird. Ghoul and cheesy music is not to be feared. Celebrity slip-ups, polka, and more. There's even the stuff on the cutting room floor. There's weird instrumentals, people singing flat. So you know why we want to play that. Tornado on the radio, it flies by quick. All this cheesy music is kind of sick.
Cheese, please. In color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Welcome once again. It's another edition of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
And my name is Daffodil.
Oh,
you're Sniff Dude this week.
Well, it could be Sniff Dude because, well, I've been still trying to move around here in the van. I'm trying to find where that smell's coming from, Daffodil. When's the last time we emptied the garbage can in the van? Huh?
I emptied it at the last truck stop, but I didn't touch that secret can you have.
How do you know about my secret can?
Because I watch you shove things in it all the time.
I guess it's not a secret.
I'm not touching it, and that's why you smell something, because you never remember to dump your garbage.
Yeah, I know, but the thing is, you know, the show must go on. The listeners can't smell the van, so where's the next truck stop coming up? Do we know?
We're having lunch.
Oh, yeah, okay, well, that's good. But, you know, on the show this week, we're focusing on a guy that's a singing postman.
Like mail carriers every day?
Oh, yeah. He was on the same label as the Beatles. Apparently, he was a good singing postman. That's all I got to say to that.
We hope.
On top of that, the Catbox cover song. I mentioned the Beatles already. We're going to have a cover of a Beatles song a little later on. Just don't want to think about that. At least not right now. But we're starting off with the National Press and Allied Workers Jazz Band.
That's an interesting concept.
Oh, I said that in one breath, too. The William Tell Overture coming up shortly, but we're starting off with their version of The World is Waiting for the Sunrise. Right here on...
Cheese, Please!
Okay, let's go. Cheese. And cheese. And still more cheese. Cheese. And cheese. And still more cheese. Begins to sound like Cheesy Mountain.
Cheese, please.
Yeah.
Cheese. The William Tell Overture by the National Press and Allied Workers Jazz Band, Inc. And before that, they also did The World is Waiting for the Sunrise. Rather jazzy version for the Lone Ranger to sing, Hi-Ho Silver Away!
Pretty much.
Yeah. Well, you know, the whole Lone Ranger theme was the William Tell Overture.
Yes, I know.
Maybe someone else didn't.
This is true.
My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese, Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird.
Now, Daffodil, I've been, while that song was playing, I was going through the garbage here, and, yeah. Oh, what's this CD in here for?
You put it there.
Oh, this is my secret garbage here in the van.
It's gross and disgusting, and it smells, and you just need to tie it, not in the top of that bag, and set it aside.
Anyway, you should tell them about the singing postman.
Oh, yes. Francis Smethurst.
Francis Smethurst?
Also known... Oh, sorry. His first name, Alan, is covered by a little block.
Ah.
So Alan Smethurst.
Yeah, okay.
Was known as the singing postman.
Okay.
He was an English folk singer and also was a postman.
He really was a postman?
He really was a postman, and he performed wearing his postman's uniform.
Oh.
He's an English folk singer.
Okay.
He wrote a lot of his own songs.
Cool.
The Guardian dubbed him the bookishly melancholy folk satirist.
Okay.
He would hum tunes on his daily post round for 12 years.
Yeah.
And he was writing and singing songs in his native Norfolk dialect.
It's a little thick.
It's a little thick.
Just a little thick boy.
He didn't even... teach himself to play the guitar until he was 21.
Wow.
So
we're going to play a couple songs of his. One is called, shortly, Suffin' Cold. I don't know what that means, just for the record. But we're starting off with, hey, look, what they do in January after Christmas. The January sales on...
Cheese, Please!
We'll all go down to the January sales, join all the mothers in the queue. Then we'll stand outside from early morning light, that's what the others will do. Then we'll all crowd in where angels fear to tread, you know you'll be busy from now on. Then we'll save on this and save on that till all our money's gone. The old cash register farming up and down. Oh, what a joyful little song. The poor old sales gal running all around as we try nearly everything on. I do hope my money will allow. There'll be goods marked down from £2.10. There'll be 50 shillings now. Now when you come to think about it, we could never do without it. One thing always makes me feel so sure, 'cause when they come to fill the shops up, soon they'll have to sell the stocks up. This is what we've all been waiting for. Ice and snow, as everybody knows, makes a mess of everything you wear. But the January sale never seemed to fail to bring about a brand new year. So we'll all go down to January sales. Oh, Lord, how happy we shall be. Now there's an old cotton blouse I can do without, but it looks like a bargain to me. Pick it up, put it down, which one shall you buy? You go home, your husband, he will say, that the hat you both and have on tonight you had on yesterday. Yes, the hat you both and have on tonight you had on yesterday.
important part of everybody's daily balanced musical diet.
The full fat, you get the full flavor. It's a good cheese.
When I was just a lad, a pair of skates I had. On the river often when it froze, balaclava on, I used to glide along, mittened and my winter woolly clothes. I well recall a time, the sun began to shine, and all the ice commenced to melt away. Then right beneath my feet, I had a sudden creak, and this is all I had the chance to say. Something cold, oh my lord, that's something cold. Well, the farmer chanced to be in my vicinity, and on the bank he stood to view the scene. He furrowed up his brow, began to wonder how he could cross the ice that lay between. You know you shouldn't be here, he only do declare, but still he say he'd help me if he could. He must have been surprised when he sank before me eyes, and many words he say he never should. Soften cold, oh my lord, that's soften cold. Well, a carter came along to join our little throng. He saw the right commotion we was in. Before he understood, and we thought he never would, we had to tell the story once again. Well, he leaned out to me, as steady as could be. He left his safe position on the shore. Now, shortly after this, he sadly came amiss, and he fell in where we'd all fell in before. Soft and cold, he reckoned, soft and cold. Oh, my lord, that's soft and cold. Well, the parson boy, he had the copper cry, the one who did his best, I must agree. He say I might be wrong, but a ladder nice and long is just a way to rescue all the three. When all is said and done, the parson was the one to bring us up to safety all the way. Now here's the reason why, on himself he didn't rely. That's why he never really had a say. Soft and cold, oh my lord, that's soft and cold.
Keith, please, with the singing postman. Now I know what soft and cold means, as we're playing songs from the album Recorded Delivery, as he calls it. It's a special delivery. And we're going to play one more, which seems appropriate, Daffodil.
Okay.
It's called The Postman's Lament.
Lament.
Thank you. On
Cheese, Please.
Did you ever feel sorry for the postman when it comes to Christmas time? He's got plenty of work to do. Makes you wonder how he ever gets through. But there we share one big mystery. If you ever feel sorry for the postman, you'll feel sorry for me. Christmas cards, I see them when I close my eyes. Now my head begins to bend. Christmas card, there is no end. I do feel blue, but no rest can there be. If you ever feel sorry for the postman, you'll feel sorry for me. Sometimes do I wonder if I'll ever see my home. I've got parcels by the score,
When they're gone, there's still some more I crave today. It's just a memory. If you ever feel sorry for the postman, you'll feel sorry for me. It's a good thing Christmas pressure comes but once a year. When you feel like an old mail sack, the big man, he say, do your best, Jack. But we shall see through all the revelry. Then if you ever feel sorry for the postman, you needn't feel sorry for me. Cheerio.
Cheese Please with the singing postman and the postman's lament. On the show this week, ending off our salute to the album, of course, The Singing Postman, and his album title is Recorded Delivery. I wonder if that was a little more than special delivery, if it's recorded delivery.
Don't know. He had some weird titles for some of his albums.
Really? Tell me more.
He had first delivery, second delivery, third delivery, fourth delivery.
Ah,
the
yes.
Ladies Dart Team.
Oh, okay.
Mind How You Go. Please, yeah. Mr. Postman.
Well, that makes sense.
I can't say the next one because I don't like the name of it. And Hey, the Bottom Dropped Owl.
Oh, okay. Okay. He was like a national treasure, apparently, wasn't he?
He was to a bit, but he suffered from severe stage fright.
Oh.
And anxiety.
Wow.
And he ended up stopping his career in 1970.
Darn.
He also became an alcoholic trying to deal with his stage fright.
Oh, wow.
And he died basically penniless.
That's a shame.
In a hostel. But towards the end of his life, Ovaltine picked up his Hey, You Got a Light Boy song for a TV advertisement, and he got some royalties from that.
Wow, okay. And that was his biggest hit, you were telling me off air.
Yes, that was his biggest hit. We'll have to find that one and play it.
That we didn't play, unfortunately.
It wasn't on this album.
Well, we're focusing on this album just to give everyone a taste of the Singing Postman on the show this week. My name is Snarfdude.
And I'm Daffodil, and now it's time for something completely different.
Cat blocks clever salons. Salons so bad.
Get out the kitty litter.
They should have been sprayed.
Here, little kitty. Come on. Come on over here. Oh, nasty kitty. We gotta
get very nasty kitty.
We gotta get him a better cat cover carrier. Cat carrier, right?
Yes. Don't stick your fingers in the little holes.
No. And man, this is painful.
It deserves to be buried.
It really does. But we have to play it at least once because it is a cat box cover song.
Okay.
The Underground Electrics and their version of Hey Jude on
Cheese Please.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made. You let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better. Anytime you feel the pain, hey, you refrain. Don't carry the world upon your shoulder. Well, you know that it's a fool who now go and get her. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Let it out and let it in. Hey, you begin. You know that it's just you.
With the Underground Electrics, and hopefully they will stay underground.
Buried in the cat box.
Yes, with Hey Jude, I'm just very thankful they didn't do that. No, 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 no.
Oh, no, 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 don't do that.
Over and over again. They would probably do it more like...
It would be droning.
They sound like they're painful when they're trying to actually do this song. It's odd.
I know.
That's all I get to say. My name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you have reached the end of your tornado on the radio.
What? Really?
Really.
Wow.
Time she flies.
How does it go so fast? I don't understand that.
It's 30 minutes of wonder and awe.
Wonder and awe and, how shall I put it?
Schlock?
No. The letters start with W and T, and the rest of it you can fill in the gaps. That's all I get to say. You know, you could say, what the? That's pretty much our show if you had to put it down to two words. That's the whole idea.
Okay, I thought you were
going somewhere bad with that,
but thank you for pulling back.
No. Family show, Daffodil.
True.
Here we go. Oh! Let's take a look at the letter. Stan Freeberg doing Dear John and Marcia. Until next week, folks.
Have fun. Stay cheesy.
Dear John, oh, how I hate to write.
I didn't know you could.
Dear John,
has died away like grass upon the lawn. Now there's a dandelion.
And tonight I'll wed another dear John. Take it, John.
I was overseas in battle when the dandelion, when the postman come to me.
I get it. Lawn, dandelion.
Look, laughing girl, will you try and control yourself?
I just figured out that joke.
So what do you want, a medal? Where was I? Oh, yeah. I was overseas in battle.
Wait a minute, hold it.
Now what?
Sound more hillbilly.
More what?
More husky in the furlin'.
Oh yeah.
When the postman come to me.
That's got it.
and he handed me this letter. I was as happy as I could be, for the fighting was all over, and the battle had been won. Then I opened up the cotton picking letter, and it started out, dear John. Did I ask you to sing in the background?
No.
Well, then do me a favor.
Yes.
Keep your dad blame mouth shut.
Oh, John, you used to say such nice things to me. Remember?
John! Marsha! John! Marsha!
John!
Marsha!
Oh, John, remember?
Marsha, I remember. I'll do anything for you. I'll buy a can of fish and worms.
No.
I'll get you that new set of teeth.
Uh-uh.
Come on to my house. I'll give you a pomegranate.
No.
Then what do you want?
Let me sing in the background.
All right, but sing way in the background.
Dear John.
Get further back. I can still hear you.
Dear John.
That's better. Now where was I? Oh, yeah. Will you please send back my autographed picture of Roy Acuff? My husband wants it now. When you find out who I'm wedding, you won't care, dear, anyhow. I've always been your best girl, but today I wed another. I couldn't wait, so I have married your father. That's all for now. Love, Mother.
Cheese Please, your weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezeplease.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.
Yo, this is Black Tai Chi, the mic conductor, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in B Baby BC.
You're listening to CJSF.